What the fuck? Jesus Christ, this place has been... E! You trashed the place again! It's a disaster area! Now you got FEMA in here! Damn it! Oh, hi. James Mingvid. Little mess here. Excuse me. What the hell? This is my chess set. He's been having... Oh, Arabic coffee. The good stuff. Hey, you got my Arabic coffee? You made a mess of everything. Oh, God. Listen, this place is a mess. I'm very sorry. It's a pigsty. Literally a pigsty in here. It's totally trash. I mean, there's no tidying this up. There's no way you can tidy something like... I'm tired of picking up after you, man. I'm tired. Guys, we're going to go to the board. If this was going to be about spring cleaning, no. It's going to be about clean up after yourself, okay? Let's go to the board.
Hi, welcome to the Ingvid Disaster Area. Yeah, I'm not happy. I might seem to be happy, but I'm not. I mean, I just came into work to start. I thought I might do a little bit of spring cleaning, you know. It's getting to be spring. Flowers are coming out and whatnot. And I walk into this pigsty. Let's get started. Today's lesson is going to be on cleaning. Something you should do at home regularly, okay? Clean this crap up. Crap means stuff. It's not a nice word to use, but stuff. It's actually another word, but you got the idea. Clean this crap up. So we're going to work on 8 different phrases for cleaning your house. We're going to start off with a negative, because right now I'm in a negative mood. Then we'll move to a more positive frame of mind, okay? So let's clean up a little bit. So the first one we're going to start with, okay, is a pigsty. A pigsty. It's where pigs live. If you know anything about pigs, pork, bacon, delicious. They don't live in a very nice environment. There's lots of mud. Mud is earth and water mixed together, okay? It's very dirty. When we say your room is a pigsty, we're saying your room is messy, right? Not organized and dirty. You go, it's dirty, okay? And messy, everything is everywhere. That's a pigsty. Think of a pig, oink, oink, or your local policeman, and that's what you've got, okay? Trashed. I like this word. If you can hear lots of noise, because I'm really stepping on things. Trash in North America means garbage. It means garbage. When somebody has trashed your house, it means they've thrown everything everywhere. Usually, a house gets trashed for 2 reasons. That's why it's on the negative clean list. Number 1, party, man. Woo, party. People are drinking, they get drunk, they drop things, they break things, they kick things. You come home, my house is trashed. My house is garbage because people have put everything on the floor like it's garbage. It's terrible. Pigsty, by the way, is usually for a room. We usually say a room is a pigsty. Trashed could be your whole house, right? The whole house. They trashed my house or my office. Now, another reason something may be trashed is a break-in. What? If somebody comes into your house to steal, usually they will throw everything down looking for things, okay? So they will trash your house and throw everything everywhere. Now, remember, trashed and pigsty are similar but a little different. Pigsty, we're talking about dirt. There has to be dirt everywhere. It's dirty. Trashed means disorganized, but seriously disorganized. Maybe dirty, but mostly things are everywhere. Okay? So a break-in, which is a criminal, comes in your house. Or you can just trash your office or apartment looking for things. He trashed it looking. It means you threw everything everywhere. Okay? So maybe you're searching for something. You might end up trashing your room or your files. Disaster area. Well, what's a disaster area? Let's put it this way. A disaster area, think of your desk or your office environment, working environment. Okay, we talked about a house and we talked about a room. Let's talk about your desk or working environment. When you say that, we usually say it's disorganized. Okay, it's disorganized. Everything is everywhere. So when something's a disaster area, think of tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, snowstorms. Everything gets disorganized, thrown about, right, in a messy way. And that's what we talk about here. So we talk about your desk is disorganized. You're like, look, what is all this stuff doing here, right? You can use it for a house, but then the house should be, what we say, pulled down. You should get rid of the house. It's terrible. But usually we go from here. A pigsty is for a localized room, your room, right? The house gets trashed. That means things are thrown all over the place. As I said, also from a break-in, right? Or you could trash things while looking for it. And when we say a disaster area, usually used in the office, you'll say, this is a disaster area, clean it up. Your boss might say that to you, right? Or your wife, millions and millions of times every day. Just joking. Okay. Anyway, so where are we? Okay, so we're going to go from here, which is negative. People are never happy when they say, if you hear these words and they're used about your environment, this is not a happy situation, okay? Now let's go to neutral. Neutral kind of, you know, and we're going to step over here. Blue. Blue is usually for sadness, but today is better than red, okay? Air out up. Oh, ooh, ooh, ee, mm, that, oh, damn, that smells. Oh, we need to air out the room. What that means is if there's a bad smell, or maybe the room hasn't been used in a while, so you let fresh air in. If somebody, you know, air out the room, brother. It means you have to let new air in. So, you know, let the air, bad air out, let good air in. Or if you have a room that you haven't used in a long time and you have clothes there and it's a little stuffy, a little hot, air it out, let air out, let the bad air out, okay? Clean out. This is an interesting one because clean, you know, clean, make better, out. What that means is when you clean out something, it means to take everything out of it. But we really mean to clean out all of the bad things, get rid of things, throw it in the garbage. Because you can organize things once, twice, three times, but sometimes you just need to throw it in the garbage, you know what I mean? So we're going to clean out the room. Excuse me. And we're going to, we're going to clean out the room. You see what I'm saying? Gotta go. Okay, so when we clean out, it means empty. You clean out your closets. Maybe you have too many old blankets, too many old towels, too many old cans of soup. Clean it out and throw them away. You don't want them anymore. All right? Clean out. Chores. Chore. A chore is a job that you have to do. So when you have chores, you have jobs. But your chores are usually, we say, household in nature. I have the one chore, washing your dishes, washing the clothes, sweeping the floor. If you're crying, I am too, all right? Making dinner can be a chore. Usually when we say chore, it's not a job you want to do, okay? If you enjoy making dinner, then it's not a chore. You go, what? You just told me cooking is a chore. Nope, some people like to cook. I like to cook. I don't think of it as a chore, it's a joy. But if you have work you have to do in your house and you don't like doing it, then it's called a chore. Okay, cool. Because you don't get paid for it and it must be done. Usually we tell children they have chores to do. When you get home, do your chores. Take out the garbage, sweep the floor, pick up your clothes. Okay? And now last one, you like this one. For the neutral one, pick up after somebody. When you're picking up after somebody, SB means somebody here. Sorry, else's. You're usually cleaning up after somebody else. What that means is Mr. E takes this and drops it and then walks away. Then you have to pick it up. And that's what we mean by pick up after somebody. Literally, they drop it, they walk away, you have to clean it, right? Washing the dishes, picking up their clothes. These are forms of picking up after somebody, right? Doing somebody else's chores. I don't want to pick up after you. Your clothes, your socks, your papers, your books. All right? Now, finally,
la pièce de résistance.
All right? This is the happy smiley face, spring cleaning. Why? Because, well, to be honest, when I came here, I wanted to do a bit of spring cleaning and I was really happy because usually spring cleaning, it's seasonal. Seasonal, it happens once a year. The sun is coming out after a long, cold winter. You want to air out your rooms, right? Let fresh air in, let the sun in, and you take things out. La, 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 Smurfs. And you clean up the place, okay? You clean up because it's happy. You like the new season coming of growth and living. So spring cleaning is always a good thing. It makes people happy, believe it or not. Even though we're talking about cleaning, we're talking about sunshine and flowers and rainbow. Well, you get the point, okay? So people like a little spring cleaning. And the last one, tidy up. When you're tidying up, I know it's cleaning, but it's different. Tidying up means there's not much work to do. Move a paper here, move a book there, you know, close your computer. It's not so bad. If you have to tidy up,
it's not a disaster area.
Okay. The government's not coming to clean up your room, right? Nor are you picking up after someone else usually. It means I'm going to organize my things to make it a little neater or nicer for other people to look at. Now, E, you're going to do this pigsty because I got other lessons to do. My friends, I'm sure after this lesson, you will not be in the red, right? No pigsties, no trashing rooms, no disaster areas. If you have done this or caused this mess, you need to do some chores and pick up after yourself, okay? Air out the room a little bit, because after you trashed it, it smells like, well, cigarettes and beer, E, right? Clean out your closets and whatnot. Now, in Canada right now, it's springtime. I'm enjoying the sun and that, so I've got to get going and stepping out. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I'd like you to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, all right? Clean out that other old English stuff that wasn't working for you, you know? Time to spruce up some spring cleaning, get some new stuff. Every week we have it for you, all right? Don't forget to hit like and subscribe. Have a good one. Damn you, E. Trash this place one more time. I swear I'm getting me another worm. Jesus.